This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's the latest on a mine disaster in West Virginia, where 25 workers are now reported dead. There was an explosion yesterday inside a coal mine, and four other miners are still missing. Officials at the Massey Energy Company have suspended efforts to retrieve the bodies. That's because of rising levels of methane gas. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the Upper Big Branch Mine in Montcoal, West Virginia. He's on the line. And Brian, what have you seen?
Well, Steve, it's a rather grim sight this morning. There are rescue trucks that are pulling away from the mine because, as you say, rescue operations have been suspended for the time being. We were told there was a terrific explosion yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock, a buildup of methane gas apparently inside the mine. It's unclear what triggered it, but the blast was described by Governor Joe Manchin as horrendous. They have been working since then to recover as many miners as possible. There were a few survivors. Some folks walked out. Some folks were taken out on a man mover that they used inside the mine. But at this moment, as you say, the operations have been suspended because the levels of methane gas are dangerously high inside the mine.
Given the difficulty in getting around inside the mine, how is it known precisely that 25 people are dead and that four are not confirmed dead, are still listed as missing?
Well, because there were rescuers inside and there were also survivors who could report on who was where. And it's believed that there are four miners that are still trapped inside a very deep chamber inside the mine. It's uncertain to their status, but there's hope, as Governor Manchin said earlier, that there might be a miracle and there might be some pockets of fresh air that will allow them to survive. But it's going to be a while before they can get to that chamber where they are because it's behind a couple of seams of coal, so they're going to have to actually drill through the coal in order to find the four miners who remain inside.
How much of a miracle would it have to be, which is my way of asking, I suppose, if there was sufficient safety equipment like oxygen tanks or anything that might help someone survive in a deep pocket of a mine?
Well, there are or were reportedly oxygen tanks located throughout the mine. As you may recall, back in 2006, there was another similar mine tragedy here in West Virginia, a methane gas explosion trapped miners. And there was a lot of investigation, a lot of criticism that safety precautions were not what they should have been. Since then, they say that safety conditions have improved. There are more oxygen masks and tanks available throughout the mines. Whether they were in fact in place and in working order, we'll find out in the coming days. But that's what they're basing their hopes on for these four remaining miners.
What is known for sure about the safety record of this particular mine, the Upper Big Branch mine?
Well, I guess you'd have to say it's a checkered. There have been three fatalities in the past dozen years here. And to be frank, I'm not sure that that's a high number. It seems to be high, but mining is a very dangerous business in West Virginia and everywhere else. But there have been three fatalities. But this is a very large-scale operation. It produced over 1 million tons of coal last year, and so there are a lot of miners that work in the mine. And of course, you know, this is a tragedy throughout the surrounding area. Everybody knows someone who works at these mines or has kin who work in these mines, and so it's a sad time for folks throughout this area.
NPR's Brian Naylor is at the scene of a coal mine explosion in West Virginia. Brian, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And Brian mentioned three fatalities at the Upper Big Branch mine in the past dozen years. Here's a little more of its safety record. Last year, federal inspectors fined the Massey Energy Company, which runs that mine, hundreds of thousands of dollars for repeated safety violations. The Associated Press reports that one of those violations was allowing combustible coal dust to pile up.